We have Coach Paul Maurice here to answer your questions. First question is for Ken Weave, Sportsnet.
Paul, what was your impression of the play involving Scheifele when he was injured?
Oh, it was intentional. Ken is a filthy, dirty kick to the back of the leg. You can't see it on the program feed, but you take the blue line feed and you zoom in. He went after the back of his leg. Could have cut his Achilles. It could end the man's career. It's an absolutely filthy, disgusting hit.
What did you think of the way your team responded to it?
Yeah, we struggled. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I thought we were fine for a while, but got onto the special teams where Mark's such a key piece. I mean, we've spent years with that setup and certainly worked on it quite a bit the last 3 weeks. So struggled, special teams especially.
To generate much offensively at 5-on-5.
No. The coach spent all the time moving his lines around between special teams, especially in the second period when we're in the box. Came out with a different lineup every time. We get other guys that left and came back. So finding a rhythm, our players weren't able to do that. I didn't give them enough help on the bench to let them get into any rhythm.
Next question for Ted Wyman, Winnipeg Sun.
Paul, how much do you think the injury to Mark took out the wind out of the sails of the team early on?
Well, just I thought we battled hard through to our first. Like I said, when you get into the special teams, you get into the power play and you give one up, give up a shorty. I mean, our entries were really, really poor tonight, and he's the driver of our entries for sure. It had a major impact, without a doubt.
Just in terms of the power play, I know you mentioned it, that without Mark, it's obviously disrupted, but what else was going wrong there that it just didn't seem to be able to really get anything going, even shots?
Well, we didn't have any shots. We didn't spend any time in there in the ice. We couldn't get any entries and possession time. So it started there. And then we lost Patty for the last two. So we had our challenges out there tonight for sure.
Next question goes to Mike McIntyre, Winnipeg Free Press.
Paul, just on Patrick Laine, it looked to us that he got slashed by Mark Giordano. Can you just take us through what you saw happening there?
Yeah, it wasn't the slash. It wasn't the slash.
In terms of having to juggle lines so early in a game, 5 minutes in, and now all your lines are kind of out of sync, I guess, how do you manage that on the bench? And what do you think that just did for the overall flow for your team?
I think I managed it poorly at best. We still have good players that there's enough history between a bunch of them that we should be able to move around. You lose your number one center, that's going to hurt. There's no doubt about it. But I couldn't find a rhythm with a group, and I don't think I did enough to get my players a chance.
For me, but to follow up, after the Tkachuk play there, did you discuss it with officials? Like, there was no call. Did they miss
I don't expect the referees to find that one. That one happens. They wouldn't be looking at it. You got to look at it after, and it's grotesque.
Next question goes to Thomas Strands, The Athletic.
Paul, your first game behind the bench with stakes and no fans.
I'm sorry, sir. I've lost the audio from you.
Can you hear me now?
No, I can't.
You guys let me know.
Yep, you're all set. Go ahead.
Okay. Thanks, Paul. Excuse me. First time in a game with stakes and no fans there. Do you think it had any impact from a coach's perspective, just in terms of what you could hear on the ice or on the other on the other team's bench?
No, I didn't feel that. I don't think it had an impact. Like, no, I mean, I don't know if I got a good answer for you. Like, what you can hear on the ice, certainly you can call pucks better. But yeah, I don't know that you necessarily saw that from either team in the game. It's when the players are playing. I mean, I think in between whistles, the crowd can get you going, and that kind of thing. But when that game happens so fast out there, I don't think they notice it.
We have two more questions. Ken Campbell, please unmute your mic.
Hi, Paul. I might have missed it, but I'm just wondering if there's any long-term prognosis on either of the players that was injured tonight. And secondly, I just want to make sure that I'm clear on what you're saying here. Like, you believe that Matthew Tkachuk intentionally tried to do some sort of damage to your player's leg with that hit?
Ken, I was about as clear as a man can be in what I saw. Both players will see specialists tomorrow.
Last question goes to Mariah Attash.
Well, thanks for taking the time. Monday comes quickly. So are there positives you can take in terms of reshaping things to adjust heading into Monday?
We got a game that we think we can play and play well, be a good hockey team when we play it. Positive is that we didn't just come out and get beat 4-1 on our A game. Our power play is a momentum builder for us over the course of the year, and our penalty kill has been for the last 2 months, really since January, and neither of those special teams did what they needed to do to give us a chance to win. So the positives are we can be a better hockey team next game.
And that concludes Winnipeg Media Vale. Thank you, Coach, and thank you, media members, for joining.